Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is keynoting the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank's annual symposium today in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Steve Beckner reports Fed watchers are hoping he will promise to lower interest rates.
Fed chairs have often used the Jackson Hole gathering of central bankers to send monetary policy messages, and Fed watchers hope this one will be no different. Ever since the Fed cut rates at the end of July, there has been feverish talk of further rate cuts on Wall Street. President Trump has kept steady pressure on the Fed to do just that. The Fed has vowed to act as appropriate to support the economy in face of trade tensions and slowing foreign economies, but minutes of its last meeting showed division among policymakers and a desire to await more evidence before committing to more rate cuts. So it won't be easy for Powell to send a strong, clear credit easing signal. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
President Trump leaves late tonight for France, where he'll attend the annual economics summit of the G7 nations. He's expected to push U.S. allies to change their approach to trade with the U.S. Trump has complained that other nations are taking advantage of the United States. Other G7 leaders are expected to discuss climate change. The summit's host, French President Emmanuel Macron, has been talking about the soaring number of wildfires in Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Officials in Israel say an improvised explosive device has killed an Israeli teenager in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army says the device exploded at a natural spring, a popular hiking spot. The army says it's unclear who planted it. Troops are searching the area. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin called it a terror attack. Israeli media say an Israeli teenage girl was killed and her father and teenage brother were wounded.
NPR's Daniel Estrin. The leading organization of Hispanic journalists in the U.S. is cutting ties with Fox News. It was a financial sponsor of the group's upcoming conference. The journalists say commentators on Fox are spreading misinformation about unauthorized immigrants. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The National Association of Hispanic Journalists issued a statement Thursday saying it will return to Fox more than $16,000 donated to sponsor the group's annual conference. The association's president, Hugo Balta, said the group could not be associated with the words of Fox News radio host Todd Starnes, who compared undocumented immigrants with Nazi invaders.
There's something wrong at Fox News, and the reason why it's rampant is because there are no consequences.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for Fox News said her company is, quote, committed to fostering a diverse and collaborative workplace environment.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez. It's NPR. Federal authorities in Los Angeles are charging 80 people for their alleged role in a huge online fraud scheme. The case includes charges of money laundering. Federal prosecutors allege the suspects conspired to steal up to $40 million through email romance scams and fake business propositions. Many of the online targets were elderly people. Residents of El Paso gathered Thursday night for a town hall focused on gun violence and white supremacy. It's the first of several similar events taking place throughout Texas this month. From member station KERA, Mallory Falk has more.
The event was co-hosted by the Latino Victory Project and former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who survived a mass shooting in 2011. Peter Ambler directs Giffords' gun control organization.
What you saw happen here in El Paso and what the focus of the event is are the twin threats of, you know, gun violence and hate-based terrorism.
Ambler, who grew up in El Paso, says it's time for Texas to strengthen its gun laws. One proposal, a law that prohibits people convicted of hate crimes from purchasing firearms. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says a tropical storm is buffeting much of Taiwan today. Tropical storm Bailu has top sustained winds of about 50 miles per hour. It may gain strength and become a typhoon. The tropical storm is crossing Taiwan and is headed for China's southeastern coast. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.